What would you give to increase sales by 8% at your restaurant? Restaurants leveraging the power of Yelp Guest Manager paired with Yelp ads enjoy up to an 8% monthly lift in diner bookings through Yelp. It makes sense, right? Millions of people use Yelp every day to find restaurants, and they're using that same trusted platform to book reservations and add themselves to wait lists. Your restaurant could be busier today. To learn more, visit restaurants.yelp.com/podcast or call 877-571-9357 and quote podcast. Yelp internal data 2021. Based on average results from a sample study of restaurants with guest manager that purchased Yelp ads between April and July 2021 in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City. Results may vary. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with famed marketer Paul McEnany of Plain Air, we're unpacking the tactics, tools, and strategies used by million-dollar marketing agencies to improve your restaurant. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about the difference between advertising and marketing. I don't understand, Paul. What's the difference?
This is a simple one. Marketing is everything that you do, basically. So think about your four P's: product, price, promotion, place. All of those elements make up your marketing stack, the way you think about your marketing. And you kind of break down each one of those. But each one of those are a really big, important part of thinking about the overall growth of your restaurant. Advertising is the subset that is when I spend my money to talk to people externally, how do I spend those dollars? So that's the difference.
See, but I think it's foundational, and I think that it's a popular misconception. I've turned to restaurant owners and operators and said, hey, are you marketing? And they're like, absolutely, man. I boost like 5 posts a week on Instagram.
Right.
And I would argue that's not marketing. That's not marketing at all. Even though it's a great looking shot of food, the call to action is, please come dine here. We need the business. As opposed to storytelling. And advertising is putting dollars behind the story you're already telling. So I want to unpack that with you. When you look at marketing, what is a holistic view of marketing? When you're marketing well, what are you doing?
So I'll kind of go down the stack. One is the product side. Are you actually creating a product that people want? That so it just fundamentally, if your menu isn't something people are buying, or if you're in a super cluttered space, or if it's just not very good, it doesn't connect with people, like that's a problem. So you can spend a lot of money in a lot of other places. If you have a menu that doesn't work and you can't grow with, then that's not in a very good spot. From a pricing perspective, it's understanding how to actually price those menu items to account for what the experience is, what the interactions will look like if there's a server, you know, so there's kind of which are a couple sides of that. You can be the value player, you can be sort of the middle ground player, you can be the expensive player. And sometimes it's the same food and just a different environment can completely adjust how you think about pricing. Because sometimes when you increase your pricing, your perceived value actually goes up if the experience is right with it as well. And if the plating is right and things like that. The place is the other side of that equation. So, and I would put everything from your actual storefront. What are you adding to the elements of the location itself? And then are you actually infusing it with little shareable moments throughout the experience to give stuff? So when we actually talk about things like what's our social media strategy. So it's not just the content we're creating. It's the things that your guests actually share from your experience as well. So it might be snapping the food. It might be a quote that's on the wall. It might be a moment they had when they actually had a problem and got it corrected. So all of those are kind of elements of place. The promotion side. So it's when you actually think about what's your marketing calendar. What are you doing when? What audiences are you connecting to? And all of those are elements that are part of your promotional stack as well. And then the last thing that I would think about is just it's kind of the extension of your place aside. So it's your tools that actually your guests are interacting with, what your interface is. So I think all of that comprises how do I actually think about marketing? And I guess even one level up is on the brand overall. So what does this brand represent? What does it mean for people? What is your why? Why are you here in the first place? And why do you care? Are you just trying to make a few extra dollars? Or did you get into this because you really love something about the experience of the food? Or are you, you know, exuding a culture that you really love? I mean, you really got to connect into each one of those elements as well.
And in hearing all of that, I hope that the folks listening hear that it's on them and not all of the responsibility, but the vision. Like ultimately, at the end of the day, if you don't have a very clear vision for who you are, who you're serving, why you're serving them, it's really hard to do any of this particularly well. Because I don't think people are attached to food, right? People are attached to people and they support people and ideas. And that needs to come first. And then the food is an extension of that.
Yeah, 100%. Really fantastic advertising cannot make up for a bad marketing experience or a bad experience overall. So it is the sprinkle on top. It's the thing that you infuse into what you're doing when everything else is working really well already. You have a clear theory. You know where your growth is going to come from. You know your audiences are. You know how to recover them when there's a problem. You got to get all that stuff right. And then your advertising works really hard to push the overall system even bigger.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.